Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Robert Story, A Texas Cowboy's Troubled Life and Horrifying Death, is an investigative true crime and narrative nonfiction book by Stephen G. Michaud. The book examines the final years of Robert Claude East, the patriarch of a major South Texas ranching family, and the forces that surrounded his decline, isolation, and death. Rather than treating the case as a simple crime report, Michaud places the story inside the wider world of Texas ranch dynasties, inherited land, natural gas wealth, family conflict, and legal and psychological manipulation. The result is both a portrait of one man's vulnerability and a study of how great wealth can distort family loyalty and encourage exploitation. Michaud's background as an investigative journalist shapes the book's structure, which relies on reporting, interviews, and historical context to explain how a private family tragedy became a broader cautionary tale about greed, power, and trust. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the rise and burden of a South Texas ranching inheritance. A central concern of the book is the transformation of inherited land into both power and liability. Robert East does not begin as a conventional business figure. He is presented as a cowboy shaped by ranch life and personal habit rather than by management skills or public ambition. When family succession places him in control of vast acreage and valuable mineral rights, the inheritance becomes more than a reward. It creates pressure, conflict, and exposure to people with competing interests. Michaud uses this setting to show that large landholdings are not automatically stabilizing or noble. In a ranching dynasty, ownership can intensify rivalry because it combines family identity, economic value, and symbolic status. The book, therefore, treats inheritance as a test of character and governance. Robert's lack of preparation for the role makes him vulnerable. But the deeper issue is that the structure itself invites conflict when wealth is concentrated in one aging individual. Secondly, but how isolation and physical decline made Robert East vulnerable. The book pays close attention to Robert East's deterioration in old age because his vulnerability is essential to the tragedy. Michaud describes a man increasingly weakened by health problems, pain, depression, and the cumulative wear of a life spent working cattle. This decline is not used merely for sympathy. It explains how power shifts away from the nominal owner and toward those around him. As Robert becomes more physically and mentally compromised, his dependence on advisors, employees, and intermediaries grows. That dependence matters because it reduces his ability to evaluate motives or resist pressure. The ranch's remoteness also contributes to his isolation, limiting outside oversight and creating a setting where decisions can be controlled by a small circle of insiders. In this sense, the book links aging to structural vulnerability. It shows how illness, seclusion, and exhaustion can become practical conditions for exploitation when there is no strong protective system around an elderly person with significant assets. Thirdly, family conflict, succession disputes, and the erosion of loyalty. Michaud presents the East family as a dynasty whose internal relationships are damaged by succession struggles and competing loyalties. The conflict is not framed as a single sudden rupture, but as a long deterioration rooted in resentment, inheritance questions, and the struggle over who should control the ranching empire. The death of earlier family leaders leaves Robert in a position that is legally powerful but emotionally unstable, because family members do not share the same vision of authority or stewardship. This matters because ranch families often rely on tradition and informal loyalty. Yet the book shows how those expectations can collapse when money and land become the main stakes. Even relationships that begin with kinship are strained by suspicion and legal warfare. The result is that family identity itself becomes fragmented. Michaud's analysis makes clear that the tragedy is not only Robert's isolation, but the breakdown of the social bonds that were supposed to protect him. The book treats this erosion of trust as one of the most damaging forces in the story. Fourthly, greed, manipulation, and the abuse of legal and financial power. One of the book's strongest themes is the way ordinary legal and financial mechanisms can be used aggressively against a vulnerable person. Rather than depicting evil as openly violent from the start, Michaud emphasizes manipulation through estate planning, business advice, medical dependence, and gatekeeping. This is important because it shows how exploitation can appear respectable and even bureaucratic. The people surrounding Robert East do not need to act like conventional criminals to harm him. They can work through authority, trust, and access. The book therefore becomes a study of how power operates in private wealth settings, especially when a weakened owner relies on others to interpret choices for him. The presence of natural gas wealth intensifies the danger because it raises the financial value of every decision. Michaud's reporting suggests that the line between care and control can become dangerously thin when money, health, and legal authority are concentrated in the same circle. That makes the book more than a family drama. It is also an account of systemic abuse. Lastly, investigative journalism as a way to reconstruct a private tragedy. The book stands out because Michaud approaches the story as an investigative journalist rather than as a detached historian or a sensational true crime stylist. He reconstructs the East family's world through reporting that combines interviews, local context, and documentation of legal and personal conflict. This method matters because the case itself is private, socially insulated, and difficult to understand without outside explanation. A less rigorous treatment might reduce the story to scandal, but Michaud uses narrative structure to connect the personal tragedy to the broader culture of South Texas ranching. He shows how secrecy, status, and regional tradition can make a wealthy family difficult to penetrate. At the same time, his approach keeps the focus on human consequences instead of abstract systems alone. The result is a book that can function both as a true crime investigation and as a social portrait. Its value lies in making an opaque event legible without flattening the complexity of the people involved. In conclusion, Robert's story will appeal most to readers who want true crime, investigative nonfiction, Texas history, or family sagas centered on wealth and power. It is especially useful for readers interested in how elder vulnerability, inheritance disputes, and legal manipulation can converge inside a private family structure. The book offers more than the outline of a death. It explains the social world that made the tragedy possible. That gives a practical value for anyone interested in elder abuse, estate conflict, or the fragility of trust when large assets are involved. Intellectually, it also rewards readers who want to understand South Texas ranch culture and the tension between traditional cowboy identity and modern financial pressure. What distinguishes this book from many similar titles is its blend of investigative seriousness and regional specificity. Michaud does not merely dramatize a sensational case. He uses the case to expose the human costs of concentrated land ownership, family hierarchy, and greed. The result is a carefully reported, morally serious account that is both a true crime narrative and a study of how power erodes relationships. If you would like to support Stephen G. Mycod, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.